Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today our passage comes from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21 to chapter 2, verse 11. Where we left off yesterday is that a man named Samuel was born. There was a woman named Hannah who was barren for many years, but through God's blessing and his mercy, he gave a child to Hannah. And today we're going to continue the story of Samuel and see what exactly Hannah decides to do with Samuel. This is chapter 1, verse 21. The man Elkanah, who was Hannah's husband, the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as a child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. Chapter 2, verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble bind on strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, but those who were hungry have ceased to hunger. The barren has borne seven, but she who has many children is forlorn. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and on them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness, for not by might shall a man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces; against them he will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Then Elkanah went home to Ramah, and the boy was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli, the priest. Amen. All right, so in the last part of chapter 1, in verses 21 to 28, we see that Hannah is actually fulfilling her promise to the Lord that we read in the earlier part of chapter 1. In the earlier part of chapter 1, we see that out of her sheer desperation for the Lord's mercy to come upon her, she comes to the Lord in prayer, in bitter weeping. And she says to the Lord, she makes a vow to him, saying, "If you will give to your servant a son, then I will give that child, I will give my child to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." And what she's basically saying is that she is going to wholly devote her child to the Lord. She is going to dedicate this child that the Lord gives to her for the Lord. And so in the last few verses of chapter 1, we see exactly that Hannah decides to wean the child. And once the child has been weaned, she is going to bring the child back to Shiloh where she was before when she prayed to the Lord in the presence of Eli the priest. And she fulfills her promise she fulfills her vow. She slaughters the bull as a sacrifice, honoring the Lord. And she brings the child back to Eli. And she says, I have brought my child to lend Samuel to the Lord all the days of his life. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. He is offered to the ministry of the Lord. And we see that Eli receives the child and worships the Lord there. This is the first thing that I want to just point out. Hannah's obedience and faithfulness to fulfill her vow. God had shown amazing, abundant mercy towards her by giving a barren woman the ability to bear a child. And it's through his mercy and his blessings that Hannah's sadness was now turned into joy. And it's through her joy that she now responds likewise, rejoicing in the mercy and the goodness of God by fulfilling her vow, by making good on her word. And so she brings Samuel back to Shiloh. And after Eli worshiped the Lord there, we see in chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, that Hannah prays to the Lord. And her prayer here is really encouraging, because one of the biggest themes that we see in this prayer is not only a prayer of praise and exaltation, but it's a prayer declaring that God is going to reverse human fortunes. All throughout, from verses 3 to specifically 3 to verse 8, we see that there is this constant declaration that God is going to reverse the typical human fortunes that we'd expect. For example, in verse 4, it says, the bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble bind on strength. Verse 5, those who are full have hired themselves out for bread, but those who are hungry have ceased to hunger. The barren has borne 7, but she who has many children is forlorn. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat of honor. All throughout these verses, we see a reversal of human fortunes. And this is significant because Hannah isn't just saying these words mindlessly or, you know, just from a theoretical spiritual standpoint. She's speaking from her own personal experience. God's blessing upon Hannah was that she who was once barren has now conceived and has born a child. She gave birth to a child. And I think this prayer is a reminder for us today that God is the God of reversals. We who are once destined for eternal separation from God, we who are once enemies of God, we who were once hopeless sinners before holy God, we have received the mercy and grace of God. We have received eternal life in Jesus Christ. We have received salvation by grace through faith. God is the God of reversals. We see this through Hannah's life, and we see this happen through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ourselves can declare this in prayer and praise because we have experienced the mercy and grace of our God. I want to invite you to remember today the ways that you have received this reversal, how you have gone from death to life, how you have become no longer an orphan, but now you are a child of God. You are part of the family of God. We who were once dirty in our own sin have now been washed clean by the blood of Jesus. We have received the mercy and grace of God. Our fortunes, our destiny has been completely reversed. So today, let us come before the Lord and pray and praise our God. Let's declare that God is the God of reversals, that He is the King who sits upon our hearts, upon the heavenly throne, and He declares that He is our God and we are His people. Thanks be to God that He is the God who can reverse destinies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are the God of reversals. We thank You, Lord, that You are a God who can reverse destinies. God, our destiny was once eternal damnation and separation from You. It was once to be completely void of the presence of God. But Lord, You have shown mercy and mercy and grace upon grace. And we thank You that it is by Your mercy and by Your grace, Lord, that we have received a new life in Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank You for Your Son Jesus, who is our King. We thank You, Lord, it is through Jesus that we now have life with You. Thank You, Lord. And thank You, God, for showing us this, even through Hannah's life, that she who was once barren has now been able to bear a child. We thank You for Samuel. As we continue to look at the life of Samuel, help us to see, Lord, Your faithfulness and Your goodness and Your mercy unfold in and through Samuel's life. We pray all these things in Your Son's name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in our daily devotional. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to be coming back together for morning prayer. And so if you're able to join us at 7 a.m., I encourage you to do so. Our Zoom link is on our church website, so you can check out the link there. Otherwise, I hope you'll continue to join us on our app or our website. Have a great day.